Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live on the Independence Day episode of the program. Phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And TJ the Spy.
TJ, coming in for a special episode. Thanks for making the trip. You didn't come here just for this.
Ian, I came all the way from Denver, Colorado, to see you, and you know that is
You went to Fork Fest.
I did go to Fork Fest, and it was amazing.
Time in years, right?
Back in 2018. So it's been a while. I've been doing the show here on and off and on for about 7 years now, and I like coming back to the show.
Long?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Jeez.
Remember, James and I, we fell in love in the studio in 2016. So it's been seven.
I thought you fell in love in Chris Cantwell's house.
Well, actually, yes, Chris Cantwell's. Poor Chris.
Yeah.
Hard friend to have, as you said. Like I said, that was a railroad. Well, we'll get into that more later, but
you're here and you went to Fork Fest over the weekend. How was it?
It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I saw some wonderful fireworks, met up with some old friends. We talked about what's going on with the Crypto Six, now the Crypto Duo, fighting for your right to sell and buy Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And I'm looking forward to seeing you without that ankle monitor, my friend.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating to, be celebrating Independence Day, if you will, and have an ankle monitor on and have a tremendous amount of bail restrictions in a case that has absolutely no victim. The video footage, by the way, from the surveillance cameras was released. The FBI did let us have that footage back, so that is available. If you haven't seen it yet, it's over at freetalklive.com.
Yes, and you can also go to YouTube. If you type in TJ the Spy, you can see my channel. I have a video of the first FBI raid for child porn. I put that up to the cops theme and annotated it a little bit.
You mean the raid where no one ever got arrested?
Ever got arrested. Yeah. I've always got to add that part.
It's important.
It's important that not only that, nobody got arrested. We were all innocent, and they messed up the search warrant. Thank goodness for that, because that allowed I had to file a lawsuit back in 2019, but I filed a federal lawsuit against Scott Bailey, the investigating agent, and after about a year of negotiation with the U.S. Attorney's Office, they gave me and James our computers, our phones, and our laptops back without being searched at all.
Wow.
So I'm hoping the same is true for you, my friend. I know that you have your lawsuit with the Shire Free Church going.
Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see how that all pans out. That is in play as we speak. So there's, of course, a lot of stuff that we can talk about here tonight. And one of those things is another survey. This one is about young people and all Americans as well. A surprising number of young Americans do not know from where America declared its independence in 1776. According to Chris Malore, writing over at studyfinds.org, they talked to about 1,000 Americans in a poll that was commissioned by lawsuit.org. They found that over a third of Americans cannot spell the word independence correctly. Moreover, researchers add that internet searches for how to spell independence skyrocket by 85% during the July 4th holiday weekend. A most common way to misspell the word is by using an A, independence, D-A-N-C-E. Spelling isn't the only thing, though, giving people trouble on this Independence Day. The survey also discovered that many respondents deserve an F in American history, as most elementary school students could tell you, supposedly. July 4th commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, signaling the nation's freedom from
Great Britain.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
However, the poll found that 2 out of 3 young adults, we're talking Generation Z specifically here, So people basically born after 1996 or 1997, somewhere in that range, do not know from whom America declared its independence.
You know, that's sad, but even sadder is, I think, 4 out of 5 Americans, they over the age of 26, they said, how many millions are in a trillion? And, of course, the answer is for me, it's easy. It's a million millions. You know, 1,000 times a million is a billion. And
well, you're a math guy. I mean, you take that stuff off the top of your head. I'd have to think about the number of zeros, and I'd probably be able to figure it out. But
I just said, you know, like, how is it that we can have kids go to school for 13 years and not be able to do basic or addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division? I go in and see it all the time.
Is it that bad now?
I mean, it's that bad people? That young people can't even do basic math, very, very basic math. And I said, this is going to backfire in our faces long term, because that means 80% of the voters out there, they don't know what $1 billion is or $1 trillion,
sure.
dollars, what that means.
Doesn't
for them.
Mean anything
yeah.
to them.
And, you know, I just said this kind of mathematical ignorance, because another one is like, where does inflation come from?
Oh, God, no one knows anything about that. I mean, the mainstream media
yeah.
has no clue. The and government gang pretends like they don't know.
Oh, they blame
not.
Everything. And I just said, well, yeah. if you understand economics, and there's a wonderful book by Peter Schiff called How an Economy Grows and Why It Crashes. But once you understand economics and mathematics and some underpinnings of Austrianism, all of a sudden you get this light bulb moment, and you're like, ah, I see inflation's going to come, and they're lying about it, and it's going to be really bad. The inflation that we're just seeing now is the warm-up of what's coming.
Yeah, I've heard somebody, I don't know who deserves credit for this one, pointing out that what's happening now is what came from the money printing when Trump was still in office. Because
yes.
you remember in 2020, when he was still, you know, we hadn't had the election yet, the whole COVID thing had started up into high gear, and they came out with a $2 trillion money printing package
yes.
to bail out a bunch of corporations. And yeah. some suggest and that is now hitting
well,
the prices.
It has to, because the thing is, we didn't raise taxes to pay for that $2 trillion. And we didn't cut spending to pay for that $2 trillion. We just, the Federal Reserve, printed the money into existence, and the government
right.
spent it. So, you know, we have, you know, people understand there is no such thing as a free lunch. There's no free money out there. Government has to be paid for. Every
penny. I don't know if they
it.
Do understand that. I think some people don't.
They kind of view the government as like this sugar daddy that constantly Santa Claus, it comes and drops presents in.
Yeah,
and
I've seen
free health care, free education,
right?
free housing, free food, free.
Those
free
people home. Exist. They really do. I don't know what percentage of the population that they are, but they are out there. And when it comes to inflation, the government gang.
Oh yeah,
you have
it's,
to
it's
wonder
a tax.
How many of them. But yeah, it is. It's a hidden tax. But you have to wonder how many of them really don't know what it is, and how many of them absolutely know exactly what it is. It's hard to really tell from what they say, because they love to play dumb about it. They love to act like it's all these other things that it has nothing whatsoever to do with. Inflation is an increase in the money supply.
Oh, yes.
And only a central bank can accomplish increasing the money supply.
Yeah. And that's what I love about Bitcoin. There's only going to be 21 million Bitcoin ever minted.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
it's deflationary, because as people lose their private keys
True.
And coins become unspendable, the remaining Bitcoin increases in value.
I think Satoshi Nakamoto said that years ago when he was, he or she was
yeah,
still around. They pointed out that lost coins is basically a gift to everybody else.
Yes.
Like every time somebody loses their keys to their wallet, those coins, Bitcoins are gone forever.
Yeah, they're
no
still on. I mean, I want to just, in people who like to nitpick, yes, they're technically still on the blockchain. It's just that
they're
without,
locked
the,
out.
Without the private key, you can't spend them.
Yeah. That's why people will paw through a dump looking
yes.
for an old laptop hard drive or whatever. And
1,000 Bitcoins on
desperate
it.
Search for some sort of Bitcoin they threw away, you know, years ago.
Because
it's worth it to them to try to find that.
Yeah, things you read in the news, like you had 100 Bitcoin, over 100 Bitcoin stolen from you by the federal government goons, and they used a piece of paper.
It was the church, the Shire Free
Church. The Shire
Free
Church, but,
yeah.
you know, in, I say your room because, you know, that's where you live, but mm-hmm. I understand it's the church's room. And I was just thinking, boy, you've been robbed of more money than I've ever earned in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's outrageous. And, of course, that that particular coin you're talking about is a physical Bitcoin that we received from Roger Ver long before the whole Bitcoin vending machine thing was going on. So it doesn't even have any connection whatsoever to the alleged crimes of the Crypto Six. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show and share whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join the program. The number is 603-283-6160. and you can take control of the airwaves here on this live Independence Day edition with you tonight. It's Ian
and TJ the Spy.
Again, the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about a shocking level of ignorance on the part of young, specifically young Americans, in a survey that was conducted by lawsuit.org. They surveyed over 1,000 Americans asking various questions related to Independence Day. And they found that about 2 out of 3 young Americans, specifically Generation Z, they don't even know from whom America declared its independence. I mean, this is when it comes to these shocking polls, I kind of understand, like, whenever they come out with statistics showing that, oh, well, most Americans don't know who their senator is. I can give people a pass on that.
Yes.
Like, why would anyone care?
Well, I mean, you know, it changes all the time.
Yeah, it changes all the time. They're all a bunch of thugs. They're all a bunch of liars. It doesn't matter who the senator is or whatever. So I get that. People are busy. You know, they're dealing with their own lives. They don't want to think about politics. So totally can give people a pass. But really, y'all don't even know that it was Great Britain from whom America, you know, founding fathers declared independence. I mean, that's one of the most basic trivia questions.
I more concerning to me would be if 4 out of 5 Americans didn't know that you have the right to remain silent. Like, a lot of people, believe it or not, that's in court. People think if you don't get up on the witness stand and say, I didn't do it, you must be guilty. And the judge, no matter how many limiting instructions he gives, that, you know, you remaining silent and not testifying cannot be used as evidence against you. And so that's why I hope at your trial you plan to take the witness stand and get up there, because I think that, you know, the jury wants to hear in their own words the defendant. Just, it's something subconscious. And I would just settle for educating more Americans that you have a right to remain silent. You have a right to bear arms. You don't need the government's permission. That's what a lot of people think. We need the, you know, like, you have a right to carry a gun, but only if the government gives you permission. No, you have a right to carry a firearm, guaranteed to you by
it's the
Second Amendment, and somehow the government comes in and says, we'll sell your right to carry a firearm back to you if you pay the right fee.
You know, speaking of the right to remain silent, I'm sure you heard that in the recent set of Supreme Court decisions, they decided that you don't have to be read Miranda rights anymore, that the police have no obligation to read. Because for those that don't know, you always see it in the movies, but the police, when they arrest people, prior to the Supreme Court decision that just came out, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something like that, prior to that, the previous Supreme Court decision in the Miranda case was that police have an obligation to read you your rights when they want to question you.
Yes.
So just because you're being arrested doesn't mean they read you your rights. That's just the thing that happens in the movies.
Correct.
But it was usually, okay, we want to question this person. You have the right to remain silent, blah, blah, blah. Anything you say can, you know, be used against you, etc. They have overturned that now. Did you hear about that?
I didn't. I knew that, you know, that was a conservative opinion that Miranda was wrongly decided. And I said, well, it's always been the case, Miranda attaches as soon as you're in a custodial situation, so you don't have to be under arrest. But the moment a reasonable person would be thinking, I'm not free to leave, that's when you're in a custodial situation. If the police want to use your statements against you in court, they have to read you the Miranda warning as a prophylactic measure.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not anymore.
Okay.
Unless there's a state law. So basically they said, this doesn't need to be a federal thing. The court shouldn't be involved. The Supreme Court should not be involved in this. If it's something that the states want to require their police to do, that's totally fine. Yeah. And of course, most states don't have that requirement, I don't think, at this point. Now, we may see some of them passing it as a result of this Supreme Court decision, but as of right now, there's no liability for those.
You still have these rights. You just have to see. This is the thing.
You have to know.
The police know. They take advantage of your ignorance.
Correct.
So if they say, would you mind stepping out of the car? Yes, I do mind stepping out of the car. Are you ordering me to step out of the car? Because there's a difference between you ordering me to step out of the car and asking me to step out of the car. So they,
big difference.
They, do you have any drugs in the car? Officer, I can't answer any questions designed to elicit information of probative value in an ongoing criminal investigation. Speak to my attorney. And that usually gets some, you know, because your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent isn't as strong as your Sixth Amendment right to counsel. If you say, I wish to remain silent, the police can still try and question you. Mm-hmm. But the moment you ask for an attorney, the police must cease and desist all questioning and wait for counsel to arrive. So you remember that night we got raided by the FBI the first time?
Mm-hmm.
We all asked for attorneys, and the guy said, you know what they like to do to hitty diddlers in prison, don't you? And I said, well, is that a question? Because we haven't had counsel. Counsel's not present. What he was doing was violating Miranda repeatedly over and over, and it was irritating.
Well, we weren't under arrest.
We were in a custodial situation. At least I was, because I was naked, and I couldn't leave the house.
Right.
Right? So a reasonable person.
They did detain us. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He said, you're free to leave, but I argued, said, you can't just say you're free to leave, and I'm actually free to leave.
Mm-hmm.
A judge would say, by any objective standard, you were naked. I couldn't say, those are my clothes.
They weren't going to let you go into the room.
Into the room, and they're like, is this your room? And I said, "On you know, you can see me on video saying, I have nothing to say. I wish to speak to my attorney. And they kept trying to break the law in my presence, and, you know, and I was getting irritated with them. Like, it's like, you should be quiet, agent, because you refuse to identify yourself, and you're breaking Miranda because we've asked for attorneys and they're not present. You can't question us. And making veiled threats is a big no-no. You cannot threaten a suspect once they ask for an attorney. So, I mean, that's the thing cops love to do. You're going to go to jail for money laundering. You're going to go, they, for 100 years, you know, they make up crimes that don't exist. They can make up evidence. They can lie to you. But if you lie to them.
Oh, yeah. So criminal charge. That's what they got Martha Stewart for, right?
Oh, yeah. 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, false statement to a FBI agent. That's why, like the FBI, that is reason enough right there not never, ever to talk to a federal agent because. If they write,
isn't it true that they can hit you with lying to any federal agent? Or
yes,
just
it's any federal, but it's mostly the FBI. If the FBI were to come and say, do you know Ian Freeman? And I say, no. And they prove there you go. So it doesn't even have to be anything.
Is it a felony?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. It is
a
felony.
Insane.
I know. And it used to be they had the exculpatory no doctrine a long time ago where if you said, did you commit rob the bank? No. Well, you know, obviously, a person who did rob the bank, they're going to just, but they got rid of the exculpatory no doctrine a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So now anything you say can and will be used against you, not for you. You cannot help yourself at all by talking to the police.
To them. Yeah.
You know,
that's
so,
true.
Yeah.
100% truth. If you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. There's really not much more to this particular story. I guess one more detail on this shocking survey about Generation Z, not even knowing where America declared independence from, but also overall, so not just young Americans, but the whole 1,030 respondents, 58% of them were able to answer that question correctly. So still the majority of Americans do know from where America declared independence, but it's only 58% of them. The number here is 603-283-6160. Other answers included the Native Americans, South America, Europe, French Canada. There's more coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least six people are dead and over two dozen are wounded after a person opened fire at a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. Police are still searching for the suspect, who is still at large, and evidence of a firearm has been recovered. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Rotering is praising those who helped the victims and spectators.
I want to pause and thank the first responders who ran towards the danger to render aid during this active shooter situation. We saw individuals who responded selflessly and put themselves at risk to save others.
Police announcing they have a person of interest in the parade shooting, 22-year-old Robert E. Crimmel III. President Biden is hosting military families for a barbecue at the White House today. You're listening to USA Radio News. Thousands of new American citizens are celebrating across the nation. To commemorate Independence Day, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcome more than 660,000 new citizens in more than 140 naturalization ceremonies. They started on July 1st and continue through the 8th. Authorities are still searching for answers after tragedy strikes in Denmark.
A 22-year-old man suspected of killing three people at a shopping center in Denmark's capital of Copenhagen has been charged with murder. Two Danish citizens, both aged 17, and a 47-year-old Russian citizen were killed in Sunday's attack. Police said the suspect, described as an ethnic Dane, had mental health issues and there was no indication of a terror motive. The suspect will be remanded in a closed psychiatric ward for 24 days to be evaluated.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're here live on Independence Day, and you can share your thoughts with us. Of course, there's not much independence to celebrate. The federal government gang has usurped so much of it. The Constitution that supposedly protects people's rights is clearly in violation and has been violated for many, many years.
Isn't it ironic that we celebrate with fireworks that have to be licensed to set them off?
No,
you have to have a license to transport them, a license to make them. And
well, that may be true. There is some federal stuff for that, right?
Oh, all any fireworks that try interstate commerce, yes, that's a federal explosive license.
But if you're buying fireworks from the local store here in New Hampshire,
they are
off here, then I don't think the feds have anything to say about that.
No. As long as it's licensed, you know, the person. So, like,
you mean the dealer? As long as the dealer is licensed.
Dealer's license, yes. The person who sells the fireworks to the public, it has to be licensed. It's a very simple process with making the manufacturer, the transport, and anything dealing with fireworks. You have to deal with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
I think that's what they put Roger Ver in prison for years ago, selling fireworks without a license on eBay.
Yeah, he sold one of those groundhog flashbanger things that's designed to kill groundhogs' nests, and he sold it over eBay, and that involves interstate commerce. Mm-hmm. So under the Wickard v. Filburn precedent. Well, there's a lot of stupid laws out there, and you know, it's like you can go to serious prison time for very, very trivial stuff.
I'm not sure how much time he ended up doing in that case.
Not much, but he ended up renouncing his citizenship over.
Yeah, he left.
Oh yeah,
it's like screw this. 246 years, by the way. This is according to the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire Twitter account. I just saw this today, and I thought it was worth sharing. They say 246 years ago, our forefathers were considered enemies of the state. Today, the people who express those same ideas of liberty and independence are considered enemies of the state. The state has always been the enemy of liberty and civilization. And I totally agree, of course. Kudos to the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire for being such a principled voice out there in the sort of the social media world. They're sharing some important ideas, and for those people out there who actually value the ideas of liberty, then you ought to be looking at New Hampshire as a place to which you can migrate. Because the state is not getting smaller. The government, federal government gang is just getting bigger and more oppressive over time. It's not going to turn around. No amount of elections or, you know, voting in the quote-unquote right people. It's not going to change it, ever.
Yeah. We have a Great Depression coming, and there's nothing to stop it at this point.
Do you think it's going to be a depression as opposed to a recession?
Oh, definitely. That's what Peter Schiff said, and I concur, just based on the numbers, the sheer amount of debt we're dealing with. You know, there's some conspiracy theories going around that China, these lockdowns are actually done as economic warfare, because if we can't import stuff, our economy shuts down. So, you know, if I were China, I would just take those ships, turn them around at the port of Los Angeles, and bring all the Chinese-made goods back, and the people in China can consume their own stuff, instead of having to send it to America and accept worthless or paper dollars that are, you know, we're losing value every day, you know, 10% a year, 8% a year now. So if you take them,
if you believe their numbers, it's probably higher than that.
Oh, definitely. I believe I like to use the CPI prior to 1980. And so, like, if you go by that, it's like 15-20%. And I say that's
more reasonable
because the things I buy, like gasoline and food and rent, they're all up by 10.
Did they raise your rent in Colorado?
They did, by about 12%.
Okay. That's on the low side for some places. Some places are seeing 30-40% increases in rent. So
yeah, we actually moved to a smaller apartment just to kind of keep the cost down.
Downgrade.
And, but, I mean, the thing is, Denver used to be very beautiful. You could go down to the 16th Street Mall in the summer, and they'd have bands, and there'd be beautiful fountains flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like San Francisco. You got to step over human poop and heroin needles, and just everything. You got people strung out and acting crazy and getting in fights, and it's dirty. And, I mean, it's awful because it used to be contained to, like, 20th Street near the Mission. And then it's just spread.
They had like a skid row.
Yeah, they had a skid row, like where the, you know, people would be setting up tents on the sidewalk and they would keep it contained.
But now that's spreading out.
That's all over the 16th Street Mall and you can't go down there anymore and feel safe. So, like James and I did Uber and Lyft for a long time. And I said, I'm not doing this anymore. It's dangerous because if a rider goes downtown, you could have someone attack you with your car with a crowbar. And
just because they're crazy.
Just because they're crazy.
Not because they're trying to carjack you.
Not because they're trying to carjack. No, I mean, like, I've had to, like, in the 16th Street, downtown, I've had crazy people stand in the middle of the street, like, block my car, and I'm in Uber or Lyft, and I don't want to honk at them because I'm afraid they'll attack my car, but they're just standing there talking to some invisible person, and I'm just like, this has to stop. This is not...
It's getting worse, though.
It's getting worse because...
Do you think it's going to get worse as the financial
collapse happens? Yes,
keeps getting worse. Like people will go insane because they're losing their livelihoods, that kind of thing.
I think so. Desperation causes people to do desperate things.
I mean, we see people jumping from buildings in Shanghai during the nearly 3 month long lockdown. There was a bunch of suicides.
Oh yeah,
it's so people lose their minds in these circumstances.
I just said, I'm tired. Like, I'm thinking seriously about leaving Denver because it was nice when it moved out there. But it's like, you know, moving to Texas or moving back to the Shire. If I can convince James,
you just have to stay out of my house, and you'll probably be fine.
You know, Ian, that was I'm grateful to you because you gave me something that I treasure very much, which is James's, you know, friendship, and we've been together 7 years. But when I first met him, he was like, "Wow, I'm losing my business and all this," and he had a lot of stuff going on. I said, "I'll put you in Ian's house. It'll be nice and safe. You'll have friends, and there'll be Jazzy, your dog, and we can, you know, you had to go get raided for something you didn't even do, like always." And so I guess I said, poor Bonnie, she's one heck of a girl to stay with you through the FBI raid number two.
Yeah, that's usually enough to send anybody running, but yeah, she stuck it out. So
yeah.
pretty amazing. If you want to join the show, you can hear the number 603-283-6160. We're talking a little bit about inflation earlier tonight. And I've actually had a story in show prep for some weeks now that I think is appropriate here. Because Goldback had once again made a huge showing at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Did you get a chance to see anybody using Goldbacks while you were out there?
At Fork Fest, no. I heard about somebody who was doing a Goldback vending machine.
I heard about that too, yeah.
And for those of you who don't know what Goldbacks are, basically the idea is it's a polymer note that contains precious metal. So
right.
It usually contains like a $1 gold back will contain one thousandth of an ounce of gold.
I wouldn't call it a $1 gold back. People make that mistake with the gold back because that's what they're used to saying.
It says one gold back.
It says one, and what it means is one thousandth of an ounce of gold. That
yes.
is it. Now, right now, those are retailing for about $4 a piece. So
yes.
$1 isn't even close to what its value
yes.
is.
The $2 alone would be the gold if it's one thousandth an ounce
that's
of gold.
That's correct.
It's about $2 in gold and $2 manufacturing of polymer, but it's nice because you can actually have real precious metal in your currency instead of having to pass around Krugerrands or silver rounds or 1964 pre-quarters and halves and dollars.
Yeah, so when I went up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival the one day I did go there, I was really impressed with the Goldback operation that was there. They had been present previously in the last year. They were there. They had a table or whatever. But this year they were one of two major sponsors of the event. So it was Porcupine Real Estate and it was Goldback. And that meant they must have spent $10,000 or something with the Free State Project to secure that major sponsorship. But it was right there, big tent, right when you walked in to the park. And what was really cool was they were giving away free Goldback coupons to everyone that came into the park. So whenever you go and you check in at the park office, the ladies up front at the register would hand you a free Goldback coupon that showed the location of the Goldback tent. And then so people were just showing up all week long, getting free Goldbacks just for being in the park, which is pretty awesome form of outreach to let people know about the spendable form of gold, this amazing product. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the Independence Day episode. We're here, and of course, we take your phone calls with whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian
and TJ the Spy.
And again, that's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, by the way, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go to Bitcoin.com and learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. They make it super easy over there. You just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can watch some introductory videos there. Might be a good time with Bitcoin below $20,000 per unit. Of course, now you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. That's one of the big questions a lot of people have about cryptocurrency. If you're interested in getting into Bitcoin BTC, it's over $20,000.
But it was finally opening. Yeah, it goes up and down around 20,000, but it's still down from its all-time high of about 69,000.
68, somewhere in that range, yeah. So might be a good time to get in. Of course, you know, we can't make any recommendations about when to do those sorts of things. I like the idea of the dollar cost averaging, where somebody just makes a habit of buying on a regular basis.
That's what James does with his Coinbase and Bittrex accounts.
You just don't worry about the price.
Price, exactly.
You just accumulate slowly over time. That way you're not going all in all at once, and then, of course, you freak out, right? Like, if you buy a bunch of it all at once and then the price goes down, it feels really bad when that happens. But if you're just buying, you know, $20 a week or whatever it is that you can afford to lose, then that's a much more sensible approach, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So you can go
I think the one thing, I mean, we've been doing Bitcoin. I remember I heard about Bitcoin back in 2011 when I was at the university. And I said, oh my goodness, they finally solved the double spending problem with the blockchain. And, of course, back then you couldn't, you know, get it. Like, there was no Coinbase. This was before Bittrex or localbitcoins.com. And so getting a hold of Bitcoin, I'm just like, I didn't even know. I'm kicking myself even to this day. I'm like, I wanted to buy some, but I just didn't have
Couldn't figure it out.
Well, it wasn't as easy as it was today. No. Today you just go onto Coinbase, sign up, and you can buy one of dozens of cryptocurencies. Or you go to Bittrex.
I'm sure Bitcoin.com will sell them to you there.
And Bitcoin.com will sell them to you as well.
But yeah, you're right. They're all over the place now. Back in the day, you would have had to probably connect it with the existing community of miners and bought somebody a pizza or something like that.
Yes. We celebrated 10,000 Bitcoin Pizza Day, and the guy who he gave an interview and said he had no regrets about it because Bitcoin prior to that point had no value.
That's right. Yeah, he gave it value.
Well, you know, people would. It's like, what? It was like, you know, going to, I mean, I would have paid for them, but I understand at the time you go into a pizza shop and say, hey, there's this digital currency nobody's heard of. Nobody takes it. You can, but I'll give you 10,000 bitcoins for like $50 in pizza.
Yeah, the pizza shop didn't get bitcoins. It was an intermediary who bought it with their debit card or whatever, as I understand the story.
Oh, yes.
So that's how that happened. And it was like $10,000 for two pizzas from Papa John's, I think.
Oh, well, no, 10,000 bitcoins.
Sorry, did I say dollars?
Yes.
10,000 bitcoins. Bitcoin. Yeah, it's a huge difference.
So like $100 million in Bitcoin today. And
correct.
And I'm off thinking, you know, like Ross Ulbricht, he had 100,000 bitcoins, but then he got stolen when he got shut down for running the Silk Road. And so he'd be a multi-billionaire now.
Yeah, instead, he's in prison for two life sentences plus 40 years, all for running a website.
Yep.
So we do love independent money. We love the idea of alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live. We talked about alternatives like the Liberty Dollar long before Bitcoin ever was invented here on Free Talk Live. So we've just sort of naturally been accepting towards these alternatives and promoting them over the years. And so when I came across the gold back in 2019, it was at an event called Freedom Fest. And Mark and I were there, and it was actually my first and so far only time that I've gone to Freedom Fest. It was an interesting event. It's coming up again in, I think, less than 2 weeks. But it's a Vegas sort of convention kind of event where, you know, it's a little more suit and tie types tend to attend those sorts of, it's not a camping festival. But the guy who created the gold back was going around showing off his new, at that time, brand new creation, and he had the one and the five at that time. Now there's five denominations of the gold back. There's one 1,000th of an ounce, five 1,000ths, 10 1,000ths, 25 1,000ths, and 50 1,000ths of an ounce. So those are the different denominations that exist. At the time, he only had the one and the five. That's all that had gone into production. But he was walking around showing those to people at this event. And when I saw it, of course, it was an instant attraction for me. And I thought, oh, wow, my friends in New Hampshire have to see this. And so I said to the guy, yeah, definitely am interested in the entire series. They at that time only had Utah, because that's where it started, was in Utah. And when they came out, I managed to get as many of them as possible on behalf of the Shire Free Church, and we started to distribute them here in New Hampshire, and it became such a popular thing that they created the New Hampshire Gold Back as a result of that. And it showed up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2020 for the very first time. I brought them there and was able to live for 2 weeks without spending anything besides gold backs. And it was pretty amazing.
I mean, I think America, we're addicted to the green paper dollar. Mm-hmm. And it's, well, part of its force. The government forces us to accept the dollar.
Well, they do and they don't. I mean, that's sort of the myth of legal tender. It's actually, from what I can tell, not true.
Well, I don't know. So I've read in case law, like gold clauses are unenforceable, where you make a contract payable in gold instead of dollars. So, you know, I've often wondered if that's still the case, because part of a contract is you should be able to demand payment in pigs or hogs or, you know.
Well, the legal tender laws, as I understand it, if you look at the dollar, it says this is good for all debts, public and private. So they are forcing you to accept the dollar for debts, but not just to buy a thing. When you go to the store and you buy a thing, you're not getting into debt with that person. It's just an exchange, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why our friends Derek and Steven from AnyPay were able to run a store here in New Hampshire for a couple of years. They closed it down because they wanted to go in a different direction with what they were doing. But they ran the Bitcoin store, or the Bitcoin shop is what they called it, and they were only accepting cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
I remember you had to, in that store.
You had to go in and actually, Steven would help you out and actually say, okay, here's the Bitcoin vending machine.
Yeah, they did have one.
Put that icky green paper toilet paper called dollars in there, and it'll give you real money, Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I think Bitcoin is kind of like godly money, and the U.S. dollar is like satanly money.
Yes, halal and haram, as our friends in Islam would put it.
Because Bitcoin is voluntary. Nobody's being forced. In fact, if anything, we bother people all the time. Like, hey, do you accept Bitcoin? And we go out of our way to try and get them to accept Bitcoin. But it's ultimately, I can't put a gun to somebody's head and force them to accept Bitcoin. The only way,
nor would you, or
nor
should you.
Nor should you. But you know, it's one of those interesting distinctions between the U.S. dollar and Bitcoin is that Bitcoin is completely voluntary. Mm-hmm. Everybody who owns Bitcoin, you know, wants to be in Bitcoin. The dollar, you know, I'm trying to get, like James and I, we try to keep out of the dollar as much as we can.
Yeah. So like, you know what's going to happen to the dollar.
They're going to inflate, and they're just going to print the money to...
That's no secret.
You know
what that's going to result in.
Yes.
It's going to result in the prices going up, as we're seeing, whether it be gas or food or
gold and silver, or you name it. Yeah, and so... You know, he and I, we buy a lot of gold and silver and crypto, and we're trying to diversify. But, you know, we have very little faith in the U.S. dollar and the government to not print gazillions, trillions, and quadrillions. I say we need to introduce the next one up, quadrillion.
Mm.
So, you know, a thousand trillions would be a quadrillion dollars. And so I think, when the federal debt, it's right now at $30 trillion.
That's
When it gets, you know, another... 10.
Add another zero.
Add another two zeros, we'll be at quadrillions. We'll have a quadrillion dollar deficit.
Wow. How long before it gets there, I wonder?
You know, it goes quickly because of the nature of exponential functions. So if you take and just, every 10% a year, after 7 years, you double your money or you double the amount of cost of something. And after another 7 years, you've quadrupled it. And then 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024. By the way, I'm a computer engineer, so the powers of two is required memorization. But the point is exponential functions get really big really fast once they start. Once you hit that point of inflation, it just takes off.
And the value of the dollar is going to be sinking at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why people are looking into alternatives. And amazingly, mainstream media has written a piece about the gold back. Now, there's been plenty of hit pieces on cryptocurrency in mainstream media. I mean, there's a website that's been tracking all the times that the mainstream media has pronounced Bitcoin dead. You know, it's been hundreds of times in the last decade. And, of course, you know, just because the price is down doesn't mean that Bitcoin's dead. The development in the world of crypto continues. There are always new, exciting things happening there. There's more coming up, and you can join the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.